views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Wow, we are at the end of June. Today is that full moon we were talking about in last week's show. This one brings a pretty good punch of energy, and we talked about that in last week's show, so if you want a little bit of a review on that, go back and listen to that archive. But today I'm going to focus on the angel guidance, and it's in specific to Archangel Raziel, the manifesting angel, the one that brings the wisdom in. It's an interesting aspect that will help us, starting with today's full moon, moving into July, because July has a lot of energy. It's interesting. It's the second half of a manifesting year, so there was a lot to talk about. So that's why I did full moon last week. Now we're going to go into some specifics about how we're moving into July. So the lines are open if you want to call in, if you want to join us on the chats. The chats are open on YouTube channel, my YouTube channel, Jen Royster. On my website, that's embedded right there. You can go there, jenroyster.com. We also are live streaming on Facebook through Transformation Talk Radio's page, and I've shared that on my two Facebook pages, and Carter in the studio is going to help me with the Facebook chat. But I want to welcome everyone. You can write your questions in there. You can join in. I'm already seeing them arriving over in YouTube. So hello to Kristen and Sharon. Good morning to you too. It's great to see you guys in there. This is really interesting information today. You know, manifesting is really the theme for the whole year. So Raziel coming in for this second half, why is that? Well, it's time to fine tune it. We've had the first 6 months bringing up everything that we needed to sort out. And you may feel like you have, an analogy would be a kitchen table full of everything. And you need to sort it out, organize it, declutter, get rid of some stuff, things like that. And you're like, wow. Wow, what? I got so much going on, but what's the right thing to do? The interesting part that we're going to focus with today with Raziel, Raziel is associated with astrology, by the way. Yes, he is associated with that. If you were to look into that old ancient text of different things. Now, I won't go into that today. I don't have time. But he is. You can go look that up yourself or listen to some of the older shows that I have on Raziel. They seem to be very popular over on Facebook because a lot of people want to know about manifesting. Why do we want to know about manifesting? Because we're ready for a new life. It's a popular topic. Because we're ready to make it happen. We're ready for change. Now, this July, we also have several overlapping retrogrades. And I mentioned the Mars retrograde last week in the full moon show. And that started on June 26th. It'll go to August 27th. Why is this one in particular something to look at. We'll talk a little bit about that one because it has a lot to do with Raziel's message today. Now, if you're feeling that the challenges seem to be piling up, that I'm not saying they won't, you will probably see some. This information that I gave out last week and today will help you tap into aspects of the energy coming in that can help you make better choices through the challenges. Some of them are going to be repetitive. They're from your past. They're old stuff. And it's like, why does this keep coming up? Why does this have to be an issue for me? Because guess what? It's time to make a different choice in it. You know, sometimes things repeat because we keep trying to approach it the same way. It reminds me of Einstein's quote, you can't solve the problem with the same mind that created it. Okay? You have to look at things slightly different, different perspectives. Now, there's another aspect that we want to go over today, and that's about, this comes up a lot because people are looking for, you know, better relationships, or they want a relationship, or they just want something to happen in their life, right? Well, we're going to go over that too, because there's a difference between being lonely, okay, and being alone. Being alone is good. It's very different from being lonely, because that's more of an energetic, more of a mind perspective. So there's a lot of different things going on here. This is an introverted month where we need to go inward. And Raziel mentioned to me very strongly, and I've been working on that too, your inner world is very important. It needs to be listened to. You need to tune into it to help you understand. And I'm saying need because if you were to just take that moment seriously and really tune inward, you will see that, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, now I get it. Now I get it. Now I understand. Because guess what? Your higher self will speak to you that way. And that's the answers and the keys you're looking for. They're not going to come from anybody else. They're going to come from within you. So that's a little bit of a kind of an outline of what we're talking about. I have some things from the email bag, and we do have some hellos to, looks like Barbara over in Facebook, and it looks like Barbara is now over in YouTube. Is that the same Barbara? I love that. Hello to you. She says, I'm so ready. Hello to Kelly over in YouTube. I'm so ready. I need to be my authentic self. This is from Barbara. I've been hidden too long. It's scary and raw for me. Yep. Perfect show for you, Barbara, and anybody else feeling that way. I mean, being your true self and overcoming the challenges that other people, they don't understand why you're changing or why can't you go back to the way you were kind of thing. You know, many times, you know, that comes from people very close to us, family or extended family, friends. And when we're evolving and changing and they don't understand it, that is a weird place to be. Trust me, been there, feel like I still am in some ways. But for the most part, most of that I've overcome. There's a few little trickles here and there with that. But honestly, if I had to do it all over again, I would, because we came here to be our mission and be who we are, not to be what somebody else expects us to be. This whole transformation into a new world is very much pulling people up out of the woodwork that they've hidden themselves in. You know, the people pleasing, and, you know, we feel like we're being polite. We don't want to rock the boat. And you don't have to be confrontational. Actually, there's some wisdom that Raziel brought in with that on, you know, when you feel like you're in a situation where they don't understand your side of it, or they have trouble accepting maybe some new things about you. Sometimes it's about belief systems, the old traditional ways, you know, they don't understand things like that. Flexibility is a key component here. It doesn't mean that you have to be rigid and strong and push back too hard. And we have a tendency to do that to protect ourselves. And it's usually what we do at the very beginning. And this came from Raziel. He's like, you don't have to push. You just have to sit and listen. Because when we practice honoring another, and it may be somebody that wants to stay the way it was, that's fine. That's their choices. That's how we can attract and draw in people that respect where we are. And this is like a transitional period with that. I do want to put that out. Hello, Candace. See Candace in there as well. You guys are awesome in there. Now, here's the thing. When we have so much changing, and some of it will come up that's kind of, I guess, scary is a way to say it. I don't like to use that word, but, you know, it's going to be fearful for you. It's showing you where you have fear remnants left. If something's coming up that's nerve-wracking, something, it could be something you really want, but it's so scary to make a move in it. I get that. This month will help you. Now, the retrograde of Mars that we talked about last week, and it's a big influence here, because retrogrades are different. They change the way that energy influences, and Mars is a very proactive go. It's kind of a fight warrior kind of thing, and it has two aspects to it. It can have it slows it down so we can see better. We talked about that last week. That's the side and the perspective of positive that you want to latch on to. What can happen with a little bit of shadow here is because things slowed down and maybe you were working on a business project or something was really in the works and now all of a sudden it seems to have slowed down or come to a halt, it could be frustrating because you want that movement energy, right? Be careful with that one. Just be aware and be flexible. And guess what else? That wonderful word patience comes in. It does, the word patience, because you will be practicing patience with that. Patience, deep breath, and make a choice to go to the positive aspect of that retrograde energy. See, Raziel's got some good ideas here. I love when he comes through. I've had some interesting insights with him, and he is taking me on a journey that has been incredible. But and that's what we're sharing, okay? He is strongly recommending that you listen. It's listening, patience, okay? Tapping into, okay, all right, I can be flexible and slow down for a bit. That's the flexibility. It's okay to slow down for a bit. Actually take some R&R, rest a little bit, okay? Just know it's a timeout for you to get your thoughts together. It doesn't mean everything's just coming to a halt completely. But watch out for that negative side of that can make you feel frustrated, like, oh, it's not moving, it's getting stuck. You see, that's the glass half empty, where the wisdom and the patience will show you the clearer picture that we were talking about. So Raziel has a lot. I mean, we're just getting started here. This is a very interesting time in the world today. This is a very interesting time in this year. It's the second half of the year. This is an 11-year, a manifesting year. So I have a lot of gratitude, and I was excited that Raziel came in for this second half. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Angel Insights for July, really this full moon today and moving forward into the second half of the year and manifesting. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching The Jen Royster Show. And we were going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we're going to start really diving into this. If you have questions, put them out there in the chat or give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. You might want to call and share what you're experiencing because that's interesting to people too. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about angel insights, particularly Archangel Raziel, and manifesting, tapping into our inner world for this second half of the year, starting with this full moon today. This is July energy, and in the next couple of weeks, you should feel some interesting differences in how you feel about things. You may feel a little bit of everything. You may feel happy, you may feel the sadness, because you're seeing and feeling some of the things that are coming up to be resolved and finally be out of your way. So don't give up. Remember last week's show, don't give up. Now's not the time to give up. Remember, observe, watch this, because it's really changing a lot. A whole lot. There's a solar eclipse coming in July as well. So we've got lots going on. Now, let's talk about this inward world, this inner world that Raziel wants us to pay attention to today. The inner world is where your higher self will talk to you. It's where you go in meditation. It's where it's your intuition. It's listening to that within you. A lot of people are very uncomfortable with not having a whole lot of, you know, I've seen that. They're uncomfortable if there's not a lot going on or a lot of people around. They're downright uncomfortable just being by themselves physically. Personally, I've grown to love my time like that because it helps me listen and helps me connect. I'm fine with people, but I really love and look forward to the other time too, the quiet time. That's being alone. That's not being lonely. You can have all kinds of people around you and be lonely. I know you know what I'm talking about. You feel like you're always around all these people or the crowd, but you don't fit in. I can feel lonely. You don't feel like you can find your spot. Well, we're not going to go all into that right there, but that's just an example because I want to stay on topic. Raziel wants you to practice going in, and because if you've always been uncomfortable with just being with you, getting to know who you are, listening to what your intuition is telling you, what your desires, dreams, your vision of how you want your life to be, who you really are, that nobody else knows about, time to go there. It's time to go there and listen. That's what he's saying. That is one of the biggest things he said. You want to listen to that inner voice. You want to listen to that. And how are you going to do that? Meditation is one of the best ways to do it. Going and just sitting in a peaceful, quiet place. You know, you don't have to just sit and try to meditate if you have one of those minds. Because this is an interesting part of this too, because the analytical mind, the type of person that thinks and overthinks and overanalyzes, you just feel like your mind won't stop. You're going to do better to do something with an active meditation. Do an activity. Do gardening. Do cycling. Exercise. Clean your house. Go swimming. Run. Those are all aspects of active meditation. My favorite is painting, being at the easel. I just completely get lost. Whatever can take your mind somewhere else, or let it, what I call brain dumping, just let it, you know, filter it out and kind of do a dumping, do a cleansing of the mind. This helps because your mental thoughts are a lot of energy. That energy is part of manifesting. And if you're getting caught up in too much of the loop of overthinking or stressing yourself out or worrying about the worst case scenario, it is going to interfere with what you're trying to manifest. So Raziel brings that up and he's like, it's a really important big deal. And your inner world is very important right now because we're moving into the manifesting half of the year where things start to come into place. It's a big deal. Now, this doesn't mean that, just so you guys understand, it's not like you're going to wake up one day and, you know, it's not like that, like magical like that. This is a transitional thing that you'll be a proactive participant in. But if you haven't been doing anything, then you may not see any changes. Just let's keep it real, okay? Now, the manifesting will benefit from listening to the inner world. Why? Because you're here for a reason. Everybody is. People are always wondering what their purpose is. Your purpose is to listen to your inner world, your truest self. Allow your higher self to do this and show you the way and be who you authentically are. If you're not doing that, you will be wondering what your soul purpose is. You will feel this urging to try to connect to that. You want to know what that is. And this interesting thing, and I'm seeing down on the chat here, I'm seeing that Barbara is saying, and she's right, synchronicity has been speeding up and I'm having more aha type moments. Mood swings are making me feel a bit insane. Yeah, that's the emotional energy processing out. Yep, it will go up and down a little bit. The best way to move, and I'm glad she brought that up. Thank you, Barbara. The best way to move any kind of energy, especially Mars, with this Mars feeling like it's holding back a little bit, is an activity, okay? Anything that gets you physically active. Like I said, it could be house cleaning. It could be just a walk. It could be working out. It could be any kind of activity. Just do an activity because it helps move the energy. Getting out, if you can handle it, you know, everybody's got different health things. But honestly, I absolutely love getting out in the heat sometimes. Not for too long, not to get sick or overheat, but that when you start sweating and perspiring in that heat, you know, that's detoxification as well. Absolutely love it. So salt baths, we go for swims in the ocean. Huge, feel night and day difference when you do that. If you've ever been to the sea, you know that feeling of at the end of the day, after you've been on a beach day, how you just are like, whoo. You just can feel that it washed everything out and you sleep like a baby. Well, you can recreate that in a tub with salt water. People make it in a pitcher. And like I said, you've heard me say this many, many times. it still works. Use it. If you feel the energy is sticking to you or you are affected by being in an environment, you may just go to the grocery store and come back feeling all out of whack. Probably brushed up with some other people's energy, and it wasn't that they did that to you intentionally. You just, for some reason, absorbed it. Light workers, head up, heads up here. You might be absorbing more than you're used to. I know you can hear me because I know I'm feeling that too sometimes. All of a sudden, we seem to be absorbing twice as much as we did before. And why? Why is it why so much more? Because things are speeding up. Because it's cleansing. There is a school of thought, and I'll put it that way. It's a perspective that does make sense to me, but I'm not trying to influence how you think about this. But there is a perspective that when light workers are absorbing this kind of thing, when you learn how to transition that, transmute that energy, it's putting it back out into the world positively. It's not like it's just our responsibility, but energy healers will understand what I'm talking about. If you are an energy healer or you work in shamanism healing or you do any of the spiritual healing, you know what I'm talking about. You feel that it just seems to just flow through. And our goal is not to keep it. It's not that we are a superhero. We are just being a pass-through to transmute the energy into something better. That's it. You can do that too. You don't have to have somebody else do it for you. We're here to help everybody learn. I feel that way. I really believe that we're here to help everybody learn how to do that. Raziel can help you learn how to do that. Raziel is very much about the keeper of God's secrets. He's associated with the magic, not dark magic, healing, how the universe was put together and created, you know, the whole thing. He just understands how you can make your new world, okay? He gets it. Yeah, he knows how to help you manifest this. For everybody, it's going to be a little bit different. Some people just need a little bit more confidence in themselves and trust what they want to do. Some people may literally need to remove all the fear. The only way to move into something new is to get the old out of the way. You can't fit anything else in the closet till you clean it out. You get it? I mean, it just is what it is. I'm not trying to be matter of fact or cold. It's just really what it is, because your intuition has probably been kicking in for a while if you've been on the spiritual awakening path. And you know those feelings where my intuition told me I should have done this, but then I didn't. And you're like, oh, why didn't I listen to that? You should more than likely be getting more of that kind of experience if you're still not listening to it. But if you were to actually change the approach and actually trust it, you might be pleasantly surprised with the outcome. Sometimes we don't listen to it or act on it. We listen to it, but maybe we don't act on it because we're afraid of what it might cause. That's a fear that's in the way. That's going to cancel out what you're trying to manifest. This is metaphysical here we're talking about. If you are new to the show, we're talking about manifesting and being a proactive participant in your new life. Archangel Raziel is bringing his wisdom in here to help us do that. July's energy is, gosh, it's amazing. Because actually, this retrograde here is going to help you. Because it's slowing down, it gives you time to think. It gives you time to think differently. It gives you time to choose to think differently. It gives you time to focus in, hone in, look at more of the details in the picture. And then when you go to make a move, you're going to feel more sure. You're going to feel, you know, yeah, I got this. If you've been thinking about it over the last 6 months, remember last week we talked about what we were doing in January, what we were thinking about, that right now this is really going to bring it to a very incredible mountain peak to where, okay, all this stuff you're trying to get right here to keep going, something's got to go. Something's got to give. You really want to look at what's getting in the way, what's not working. Now, you got to do it. I mean, if you want to move forward, that's what you got to do. So that's what we're talking about. We're going to take a short break. I have an email from the email bag we have, and we've got some conversation going over in the chat. I see a question there that I will get back to, Kelly. I see that in YouTube, and we will get back to those questions. If you have questions, please put them out there. I want to get to that. We'll take that short break. When we come back, we'll go to those questions. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about Archangel Raziel manifesting July energy, the second half of the year. Here it is. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
And welcome back to the show. We're talking about Archangel Raziel insights for the month of July, the second half of this manifesting year. I want to get to a couple of questions that have popped up. So let's go over to YouTube. We have Kelly. Hello, Kelly. Kelly is asking, it's a good question, Kelly. How can you tell the difference between intuition and paranoia? Okay, paranoia is normally associated with more of a worry, fret, something of the future, a fear-based. That would be more the paranoia. Intuition, when it is your higher self intuition, when it's real, you know that's right for you. Paranoia usually sometimes will come from the ego, not the higher self. Then you know which one you're listening to. Because ego, and I mean our personalities, our physical, you know, that side of us that is just the programmed part that's so used to the way things have always been. When higher self is starting to nudge us to go in a direction that's brand new, a lot of that can kick in because it doesn't understand it. It doesn't know the new program. We have to go to our creative side, create it, and just go for it. So intuition for me brings a sigh of relief. I'm trying to think of an example that is really a big deal. But intuition, it could be big. Like, for example, let's use, you know, a lot of times with people with finances and stuff like that, that's a big deal. Say you had a job that you know isn't right. You want something better. And then say you get fired. Let's just look at this terrible, you know, like, okay. And you're thinking, oh no. But then the inner deep part, if you get quiet and listen, that intuition is like, you know, this is what needed to happen so you can go find something better. You know, this is going to be transitional for you. When things like that do happen, and I'm not saying, oh my goodness, all this awful stuff's going to happen to everybody. But when it, you know, things happen, life happens, we are on this planet and it happens. It's happened to me too. Things have happened. When we look and we quiet down and we listen, like, where can I learn? What can I do to make this a better opportunity? Let me tell you what, you are going to get the support of the universe. That's the intuition you're looking for. And it can come in and you know it, you can just feel it. The paranoia will try to side derail you. And it's kind of like you got to just walk through it. You just got to go, you know, I know that that is trying to freak me out right now, but nope. I've got to try something new. I've got to do it. And one of the beliefs is that if we try something new and it doesn't work out, that we're a failure. Don't believe that. If it doesn't work out, try something else and keep trying something else until you find something that does work. If you really look at successful people, that's what they do. They don't look at, oh, I tried that and it didn't work. They just go, okay, let me try something else. They don't let it be this big failure for them. They just go, ooh, okay, that didn't work. Let me try something else. Scientists, researchers, you know, people that are entrepreneur type people that really want success and are driven, that's how they think. You would not believe, and I bet you if you were to interview a lot of them, they would tell you how many times they failed before they got it right. So that's it in a nutshell. The paranoia, yeah, is really going to be more fear-based and, you know, worried about the glass half empty. Intuition is not going to feel that way. You're going to smile like, wow, that would be so awesome if I could actually make that happen. That's going to be intuition because it's your passions. It's your higher self talking to you. So thank you for that question. That was a good one. And I'm glad you brought it up. I'm going to go over to an email that came in because this was kind of a big deal too with relationships. Dolores writes, and thank you for writing this in and sharing this with everybody, Dolores. Hello, Jen. My name is Dolores, and I'm having a very difficult time right now. I feel like I'm on the edge of a huge change. Intuition speaking right there. I have broken it off with a man I had been seeing for 2 years. He was not who he pretended to be. And yes, my instinct knew this. Okay. She knew her intuition said that they weren't a good match. Can you give me some insight as to what to do to listen to my inner wisdom and not live in fear and trying to keep everything under my control? There's a big key component right there, the control. One of the things that Raziel brought up, so this was perfect timing for this show, actually, with her question. She says, thank you. I listened to the show and it has made me realize that I have a gift. I just need to know how to cultivate it. Sincerely, Dolores. Okay. We don't have to necessarily control everything. I know that other side of us that doesn't like shift and change does try to keep us in the box, so to speak. And what she's asking is really, you know, been answered a little bit on the show already, but she's done what she needed to do. She ended a relationship that wasn't a good match for her. You know, sometimes, and it's not even to make it about what he was or what he wasn't, you know, they just weren't, it wasn't a sink. And it won't feel right if we're trying to force something to work that's not supposed to. Your intuition will let you know that. Fear and trying to do something about it, she's already about halfway there because she's, you know, ended it. She knew this would be better for both, really. And insight on listening to the inner wisdom. Next time the inner wisdom kicks in, and it will on a relationship, listen to it, go slower, use some patience, and it's not being afraid to speak up with what's right for you. Sometimes we stay in stuff like this because we don't want to be alone. But you're not lonely if you get to know the inner self and the inner wisdom and trust it. So it's a little bit of a dynamic there that's very interesting. And that was really good that she brought this up. We do try to control things we're afraid of. I want you to look at that. Not everything, but most of the time, if you look at everything that you're trying to control in your life, does it have something you're concerned might happen if you don't control it? Look at that, because that's where your fear might be. That's what's getting in your way. It's a big deal. So that right there is a big deal, okay? And this whole show really is an answer for that one. That's happened in the last few weeks, and I love synchronicity like that. But thank you for that, Dolores. You're on the right track. She's already halfway there. We have another question coming in from YouTube. It's from Kristen. How do I proceed with major change when you know the change won't just turn your life upside down, but someone else's as well? Okay. Couple of answers to that, because how do you know it? That's another aspect of control, let me put it that way, is when we won't do something because of what might happen with someone else. So now you're holding two people in a situation, or other people if it's a group, you're holding others in a situation that, you know, it's not really being honest and upfront with what's really going on. So that's a form of control. That is a fear base that's holding everybody up. That's actually keeping someone else from being free to find what's better for them as well, or the group, because really, you know, wow, I got a lot of information coming in on that. But when you have this desire to change it up and you go, oh, wow, this is going to rock the boat because I'm so embedded in here. Yeah, it can rock the boat, but it can actually rock the boat for good in the long run. It doesn't mean it's a negative, because we're not responsible for somebody else's happiness. We're responsible for ours. And if that means that you're in something and it's not working anymore or something like that, it's time to do something or talk about it, get it out on the table. Because if we're being polite or people pleasing, we're not helping anybody. We're actually holding everybody hostage in that. And that's kind of some tough love there a little bit, but I mean it in the best of ways, because I've had to do some of that myself and it's really hard. I feel like I just had to, but I'm all about people being real. This year is very much about aligning ourselves with trueness, authenticness. Sometimes we think there's a problem, and this is the other side of it. Sometimes we think there's a problem and there really isn't one, but we're just not talking about it. We're afraid to bring it up because it'll cause a problem. if we're afraid to talk about this with anybody or the group, okay, there right there is a synchronicity issue, a frequency resonating that's not in alignment. This whole second half of the year is going to be about making some really tough choices. That's right in line with some of the stuff that's coming in. It's a time where, wow, okay, it's an action motivation time. It's about keeping it real. Our actions can serve us. They can serve us. They can support us, or they can hinder us, and they can hinder others. You got to keep it real. So that's kind of the answer in a bit, you know, because well, we have to take action. We have to take action right now. We are going through some things that can be tough, but that's why we've got to do it, because this year is when we get it all together in a really positive way. Believe it or not, when I've thought that I was going to ruin somebody else for a big choice I had to make for me, in the outcome at the beginning, it was quite emotional and it was kind of tough, and maybe it was a little upsetting at the beginning, but in the long run, it has always proven to be better for everybody involved. I can give you that as example because I've done it a few times myself. I can give you example of what I've experienced and what I know that way. But ultimately, the choice is always going to be up to you guys when you're in situations like that. You will be feeling those things come up, I'm sure, this month. That's why these kind of questions are coming up right now. It's right in line with what's happening. When we're aware of our body, our mind, our soul, and it's in balance, now we're on track following intuition. Balance is going to be important too. So I'm going to take a really short break. It'll be a very quick one. Then we'll come up back and wrap up the show. We had a lot to talk about. I want to make sure I didn't miss anything that's an important point that Archangel Raziel had for you guys. So please stay with us when we come back. We will wrap up the last few points that he had to make. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Okay, we're back. We're going to wrap this up. I have a couple of more points that I want to make sure I bring up, and I want to say thank you to everyone that's brought their questions up. They're big questions. This is a big time. I know that. And some of the things that are tough and emotional and difficult choices to make, listen to this, because this is slowing us down to think, reflect. Here's a big key point Raziel makes. When we review choices we've made in the past, think it through, look how it played out. These may have been choices we were making to be happy and, you know, be in alignment. And maybe they were at the time because there were some things to learn. But look how that unfolded. If it is not working for you, you have to look at if this is serving you or not. Is it working? Does it need to fall away? And you have to keep it real. You have to be honest. Sometimes that can be scary, but at the same time, this is the courage that you're mustering up that Mars can give you, that energy of Mars, The angels are going to support you with any choices you're making here, guys. The thing is, you have to be proactive and be that true sincerity with that. You have to be real. Now, another one is the anger, the conflict, the emotional charge that can come up. Remember, you want to exercise, do something active to move that through. A lot of extra water right now will help you. You need to go to your inner world right now. And if you are in an environment where people don't understand, you need your me time, if you want to call it that, might be time to stand up for yourself a little bit more on that. You need your time to yourself, your inner world, so you can make these choices that are the best for you. Remember, you're making choices that are right for you. People should be making choices that are right for them, not them making choices for you or you making choices to keep them happy. Careful with that one. Another one is don't go too fast. That's why we have the gift of the retrograde going a little bit slower right now with Mars. That slowed Mars energy down, so you just don't go, whoa, super fast too soon right now. It's too important of a time in the year. It's too important for the decisions, the big choices that need to be made. Watch out for rushing. It's okay to think, reflect, pay attention, you know, process it out a little bit. You don't have to rush to make a choice right now in this retrograde. Is it going to be in a retrograde till about August 27th? So you've got some time to sort out your plan, whatever you're going to do. Okay. Think about that. Very, very important. Now, it's also moving through Aquarius, which can be a bit emotional and analytical because it's a water sign. But it's also about moving into something new and it flows. So Capricorn keeps you grounded. Remember, we had a Capricorn full moon today. That's determined, headstrong, strong will, focused intention, never give up. We have a lot of good energy that can support you through huge transformative choices. I know a lot of you are feeling that come up to a place where you need to do something. That's why we're getting these questions. That's exactly why we're doing this show. And you want to do that. Your inner world is where you want to go. If you're not meditating, if you're not taking time to listen to that, and you're listening to everybody else, or you need that reassurance and you need somebody else to tell you what to do, time to go to your inner world and practice that a little bit more. I'm here to validate and support you in that. Not to tell you what to do, but to listen to that inner side of you, because that is what Archangel Raziel says is very important right now for what we want to manifest in our new life, is listening and going inward. It's important. Think about it. It's super important. You have to know that you can be with your thoughts and you're allowed to have them without fear, okay? Those things that are coming up, stressing you out, that's not coming from higher self. That's another thing to know about the intuition question. The things that are causing stress, and you're like, oh, but what if and this and that, that's fear. That's fear of making a big jump and it not working out. Perfectionism can be a play in that a little bit. And perfectionism, oh my goodness, that'll just keep you stuck forever. So it's really just plowing through perfectionism. And I, you know, I get that. I've had to do that too. Just like, you know what? Expect it to not be perfect. Expect you're going to make a mistake and kind of enjoy the process. It can take a little bit of a learning curve with that. I know for some it can. If you are in alignment, this is all Raziel telling me, okay? If you are in alignment and balanced mind, body, and spirit, you will be able to tap into that intuition much easier. You won't second guess trusting it, and you will be well on your way to manifesting your new life in a positive way. Remember, this energy has some things that will come up that you may not want to deal with, But overall, it's bringing in some great aspects that can help you overcome those obstacles that keep repeating in your life. This isn't the first, think about it. It's not the first time any of us have had to make a big choice or we've had this challenge. But we do have an incredible opportunity to make a different choice for a different outcome. And in a manifesting year, what a great timing to really completely change it up. And then you're going to really see it move. So it's, I don't know how else to put it other than that, because Raziel has always been that, he's been the one that has taught me, as soon as you stop talking, I know here I am talking in a talk show, but this is really what I'm trying to say. He's the one that has taught me to be quiet and listen, because when he would help me, and he's been helping me, really came in strong back in 2010, 2011. That was really what changed everything for me to where I am now. But it was like, okay, as soon as you stop asking and talking, then you can listen. And then he would give me things in this physical world proactively to do to learn it. Remember that. And I'm out of time. So guys, I want to thank you for listening. Please know that we will be back July 12th. We're taking a break next week for the holiday. And thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.